Because we got a few things to talk about here, and we got a really big meeting coming up at 4:30, so I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to take a break. So has everyone had a chance to look at the work session and meeting notes from last time? And are, if so, is there any changes? I need to fix my layout here because I'm not seeing anybody. There we go. All right. If there's no hands up or no changes, I'm going to assume they're okay and we can proceed accordingly. Jenna, did you want to chat with Pam to see if she had any changes?
I will try. I'm not quite sure what's going on. If I'll get a response back.
Okay. So let's, if you can put up our regular meeting agenda, I want to cover that because it's a little different than what you've seen before, and there's a reason for that. We're going to kind of move things that are kind of backwards toward the front. So you can see at 5 o'clock, and that's kind of a critical time. As you know, we asked somebody from public health to give us an update on COVID and the vaccine. And so we got Dr. Melnick, so might as well get the guy at the top. And so he's got a limited amount of time, as I'm sure you're aware, and he's planning to be on around 5. And so we're going to have to balance things and be flexible to make sure that we've done as much as we can before 5 and then be ready to jump to him at 5 so we can take advantage of his time and not keep him waiting. So I'm sure with today's start of vaccinations at Peace Health and just the imminence of Moderna that he's probably talking to a lot of people. So in our meeting, you might have noted we had David Kelly on briefly for the work session, but we will have for the regular meeting. I'll be reading a proclamation. Some of you saw that and helped finalize it. And then what I'm going to do is read it and then open it up for anybody on the commission who wants to say anything. And you don't feel obligated. I know not all of you have worked with Mr. Kelly, but and then I'll ask for action on the resolution, and then we'll turn it over for a few minutes for David Kelly to say a few words as a parting shot. We are going to move our general public comment to the front of the meeting, and again, this is try to maintain at 5 o'clock. Critical time. And then if we still are looking to buy some time, we got time for communications and announcements. I got a couple things I want to bring up, but if you have anything, be prepared to talk about it then. And then also be prepared to be briefly interrupted if we notice Dr. Melnick has joined so we can get him on. So our big presentations will likely come after Dr. Melnick. I'm hoping we have a little bit more than 10 minutes with him just because of how many questions that we asked him. But let's try to be a little flexible there. I think what he's got to say is going to be pretty critical. And I think there's going to be a few people on wanting to hear about what the plans are. Yes, Amy.
When I virtually attended the Public Health Advisory Board meeting, I think it was last week, he, as the director, gives a report, and he can cram a whole lot of information into every 15 seconds that he's talking. So we're going to get a lot from him. So it should be wonderful.
And we'll probably, I might take a stronger facilitation role just because I know we asked and we responded by sending him a bunch of questions. But just in case there's any follow-up questions, hopefully we'll be able to reserve a few minutes for that, because I think it's real critical what he has to say. There's three presentations, and I saw two PowerPoints in the presentations link. Are just two, or there are three?
Ann Pollack, she does not have a PowerPoint. She's just going to be speaking. And she's a little bit video shy, so she may or may not be on video.
All right.
So she just requested if that was okay, and we said yes, of course.
All right. That's fine. I wanted to not be on video times as well. And then I'm hoping we've been managing to stretch our end time for the meetings, the last few meetings, and probably on me as much as anybody. But I'm hoping we have some good quality time to talk about what we heard, because a lot of this is going to get rolled up into what would be an annual report. Some of this gets forwarded to us in January for our mini retreat. And then I believe we are on in February for a joint meeting with County Council. Has that been confirmed?
Yes, yeah. I'll be getting it on their calendars tomorrow. We're gonna probably have to do the February meeting a little bit different. I'm gonna probably send out two different links, one for the work session and one for the regular meeting, just so, because we're gonna have five counselors and a county manager and extra people on the panel, to not confuse them where they join too early for the work session. So you'll be seeing that difference for February.
Is that one going to be also broadcast on CBTV? Because this is a county council.
I have to check into that, because it's still our meeting, and I don't know if we are scheduled with CBTV or budgeted for that. So, okay. But I can check.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I'll ask for a motion to adjourn somewhere in the 6 o'clock-ish time frame. Any questions on the agenda? All right. Let's move back to the work session agenda. Now, this is a time that we get to learn about another fellow commissioner. And actually, they originally wanted to slot me into this, and I said, I'd rather have somebody else. I guess this is chair prerogative. So I wanted to make sure that we the new commissioners have time to, since we haven't had that in-person contact, have an opportunity to talk a little bit about themselves. So I'm going to turn the time and yield the floor to Tanya.
Well, thank you, Chuck, and I'm going to do a quick sound check. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I was a little surprised. I thought since I was the newest, I would go to the end. So thank you for surprising me with that. I was wondering, Jackie or Jenna still on, can you give me ability to share?
Yeah. Let me do that real quick. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you want me to share. Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, you should be able to now.
Oh. I do not, it's not letting me, it's still grayed out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to just do it? Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. So just for kicks and giggles, everyone, I thought I would do things a little bit differently because that's just my modus operandi. So
is there a way to email it to one of us and we can share? Oh, there we go.
No, because you'll get all the answers and I don't want that to happen. So, oh, don't show this view. Quick, close it. It needs to be, there you go. They almost all the answers. So this is going to be a group effort. I need everyone to open. Can you open your chat box?
So make sure that you can open your chat box. It should be on the lower right-hand side of your screen. And you can send, make sure that you see, do you, if you, we can just do a quick test, and I'm going to write hi to everyone. Can you guys, everyone see my hi?
Yes, I think we want to have all panelists instead of all attendees.
Yeah.
I think panelists is just us.
Yeah. Or if you hit it to everybody, it's all good. Okay. I see Megan's got a hi back. Thanks, Megan. So this is, so if you guys figure that piece out, and if this doesn't work, that's totally cool. You can use your voices as well. This is my family in the tiny little left, right corner, right bottom corner. And this, I wanted to do kind of a choose your own adventure and have you guys guess, or have it be a little interactive getting to know me. So if you can go to the next slide, the first question that I have for you, this is if anyone's ever played Two Truths and a Lie before. Well, we're going to play Two Truths and an Untruth here. So what's not true about what I am passionate about? This one should be pretty easy. So here are the options. One, culinary medicine. Two, forest bathing. Or three, cleaning toilets. What is not, what cleaning toilets, Megan says? Everyone, thumbs up on that one? Yeah, okay, why don't you hit forward? Can you hit the forward button? So that is absolutely 100% accurate. I'm not passionate about, I'm getting very good at it, but I'm not passionate about cleaning toilets. Okay, so hopefully that was fun. That's just warming everybody up. Let's go to the next slide. We're gonna do another two truths and a lie, or two truths and an untruth. What, okay, what is not true? So this is something that others usually don't know about me. So I have swam with sharks. Is that true? I lived in Okinawa, Japan. Or I married a Marine Corps lieutenant. So one of those is not true. What is your guess? Since I'm not seeing everybody use the chat box, how about we go around the table? Amy, what's your guess?
Lived in Okinawa, Japan.
Okay, check.
I also say lived in Okinawa.
Does anyone disagree? Franklin.
I think it's sharks.
I think you married a Marine.
Marine, we got sharks. Larry?
Yeah, swimming with sharks.
Swimming with sharks. Pam?
Swimming with sharks.
Okay, swimming with sharks. And Megan, I see you say swimming with sharks. So the untruth is I have never lived in Okinawa, Japan. So you can move the slide so that you can hit forward. Jackie, thank you. So I swam with sharks when I traveled to Yucatan Peninsula. They were very docile, but they were still sharks. And my husband, love of my life, served in the Marine Corps for 8 years. Yay! Okay, next slide. So this one should be, this is what you guys get to decide for me. Instead of me telling you what I would like my superhero power would to be, I'd like for you guys to share with me what you think I should have for a superhero power. So we'll do a quick round the room. Pam, you go first.
Being able to fly wherever you want to go.
Ooh, flying could be fun. Megan? Yes. You let me fly? Okay, Linda?
I think that whoosh, because you connect people and you get things done.
Oh my gosh, that is fun. Okay, how about you, Larry?
Superwoman.
What? Superwoman. Oh, that like gives me everything. I like that. Franklin?
Superpowers.
Which one? Which superpower would you give me?
For Superwoman.
For Superwoman. Okay, so I get all of them. I get all of them. I like that. Chuck.
Well, I was going to say Super Wonder Bat Flash Spider Woman.
All of them.
Oh my God.
Oh, who did I miss? Amy. Did I see Amy? You guys keep moving, so I can't tell who's spoken.
I'm with Linda with Whoosh. Whoosh. I don't know what superhero that is, but I like
the Whoosh. I'll take it. I'll take it. Jenna, I didn't get you last time. What's your choice?
I like the pow as well.
The pow. Knock them down. That sounds good. Jackie, did you want to choose one?
Oh, sure. Let's go Wonder Woman.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? Because you guys keep moving around, so it's not like I can track you. Okay. So those are, I thank you, everyone, for those superpowers. What I've historically chosen for myself, which is interesting, is the ability to heal wounds that we can't see. So the emotional wounds in people's lives. That's something that I tend to stand with. So that's my superpower. Okay, next slide. I think I'm going to go quick. Okay, this one is a little more fun. You know, it's not as interactive, but our family tradition, I'm going to have you hit forward, is Halloween. For the last 12 plus years, our family has rotated on family Halloween costume themes. And you can see in the right, that was our first year, Wizard of Oz. And this last year, my daughter was in kindergarten that year. My daughter is a senior graduating high school. And so it was her choice again. And she chose Wizard of Oz and we repeated our pictures. So that's kind of a fun one for you guys to see. And then I think one more slide. The last question I think is, what's something you want to do in the next year that you've never done before? This was a really difficult one for me. I'm going to have you hit forward on this.
Tanya, we've lost your audio. I can't hear her. Can you guys?
No.
Not sure what happened, Tanya. Looks like you're unmuted, but we've lost your sound.
Test. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There you are.
Sorry about that. My AirPods lost. Okay, did you get the 2021 goal?
No.
Okay. No. So I'm a big fan of really kind of going against the grain, thinking differently. And when someone says that's an impossible feat, I'm like, awesome, I'm going to do it. We're going to make the impossible possible. So forward to the next slide, something in the space of healthcare. My goal for 2021 might be really big, hairy, and audacious, but it is truly to impact healthcare in a very disruptive way. One way or another, I'm gonna put a chink in that armor. So that's my goal for 2021. That's it. I think I did the full amount of time. Did I do the full time, Jackie?
Yeah, I think you did great. Does anyone have any questions for Tanya?
Tanya?
Yes, I see Larry and I see Amy. Larry, you go first.
Yeah, one more time. How many kids do you have? How old they are and where do they go to school?
Yes, I am not a breeder. I have two children. My daughter is Audrey. She is 17. My son is Aiden. He is 15. They are both at Tamas High School. Audrey just got her second acceptance into college. So yay, we have a child that will launch. She's gotten into Oregon State University and Western Washington. We have three more colleges yet to hear back. Aiden is in the magnet program for the math, science, and technology at Camas.
Outstanding.
Amy, you had a question, I think.
I don't know if you're aware that the tusks of the elephant on the wall behind you match your earbuds.
Oh, fantastic. That is awesome. I am going to write that down. It's funny, I have that there very purposefully. For anyone who notices, I have a whole list right in front of me about the meaning behind elephant. So that can be a topic for another time. But I appreciate that because I have not heard that yet.
Well, I'm looking at the white from your ears and the white from the elephant.
Well, I'm going to take that as I am being one with my elefante. Anyone else have a question? Well, thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank you. Very, very good. Very good. All right. Need to move us into talking about next month. And let's see. The first thing is, now help me, my Swiss cheese memory has gone out of whack today. We have an annual report, and I think we were looking for three people to help review quickly because we've kind of lost our normal calendar. Now, do we need to select three, or do I have three volunteers, Jackie, or did we already do that?
No, it doesn't have to be three. It can be one, two, whoever's available, just to review. Jen and I will put together the draft text. And like in the past, we've got tons of members like Linda review it and edit it, so to help us out. So that's what we're asking for.
Right. I'm glad to help.
So, Linda, Franklin.
I'll help.
And Larry?
Yeah.
Right. Are we doing it separately then, like we've done before, and then just give that to you, and then you compile what you feel is, okay.
Yeah, that would work great.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you. Well, that takes care of that one, I think. You want to pull our focus discussion up? I think we've seen this before. And I think last time we ran out of time in the work session, she asked to move this to this month. So this is our kind of focus discussion we'd like to have during the retreat in January. And I hope people had time to look through this. Is there any discussion, any changes, any additions that you'd like to see?
Well, I have a question about the first topic, the 2021 focus. I think that sounds great, but is a virtual summit something that we've decided, or is that just one idea that's being floated out there?
I think we were talking about wanting to do a summit, but not with the timing of our summit usually being in the spring. We didn't think we'd be able to do an in-person.
Right. And I, as I look at that, and you know, our year, just like everyone else's year at COA, has really been disrupted. And I'm not sure if another virtual summit is really where we want to put our time and energy right now. I think that we make our recommendations. We have one set of recommendations we give to the council, the county council. We don't have to make different recommendations to different folks. We don't have to tailor make it to them. And then we ask them. I think that would be a great time for a discussion to say, you know, we're at this point, kind of at a pivotal point in our journey of the aging readiness plan. And I think that's kind of what I was thinking. Knowing the amount of work, whether it's virtual or real, if real time, it is a lot of work to put together a summit. And I don't know if that's where the energy needs to be right now.
Other thoughts?
Well, my question about timing and whether it'll be virtual or not at some time, and also the road to recovery for an aging population. We are all very hopeful right now, but you know, sometime next spring may not be the road to recovery time. For all I know, there'll be a 7th and 8th and 9th and 10th wave of this, and there might not be. We might be out of the woods by, I think, June, which was the last thing Dr. Fauci said. I don't think we can plan anything in a way in terms of virtual or not virtual, or talking about road to recovery.
This is Pam. Linda, for clarification, you mentioned sending the recommendations to the county council. And then I think you said something about us having a conversation with them about our recommendations, or did I not hear that correctly?
it can happen either. I mean, it's happened a variety of ways, but it's for us in the years I've been with the COA, we've had a PowerPoint and we, you know, review our recommendations. We also have a hard copy, a really nice printed copy that the staff does an excellent job with. Then at that point, they've received them, I believe, prior to that. So they've read them, correct, Jackie? Okay. So they've read them and we hope they have questions for us. And then we may have a discussion at that time, not an in-depth hour discussion, but they may have ideas because they've pre-looked at it, you hope.
Yeah. I want to clarify something. This is talking about summit. It's not talking about the joint work session with the county council.
Okay, yeah. Right. But to me, I brought that up because my feeling about that is we've got right now, I think we're going to need our time to do the second thing, which is part of our requirements, while a summit is an optional activity. And I'm thinking that right now, I don't know if we have the time or the energy to do a summit, virtual or otherwise, nor I don't know if that's really how best we can serve our community and our and what we can do. I'm just that. So my answer was, I don't think we needed to do a summit yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So the intent here is we took a group, three of us met back in October or early November, reviewed our 2021 work plan and concluded that an update to the aging readiness plan is a pretty heavy lift, and it has a budget with that has not been approached to the county council. And so what we thought instead is that we focus on a different topic rather than an update to the aging readiness plan. And that was, well, we're in COVID. We know we're eventually going to come out of it. What's our plan? What are we going to do? How do we get people back to what would be considered a semblance of normalcy or health?
Right. What we usually do is we report on our year that we had. We don't, we don't usually go into, we may say something about what's happening ahead of a time, you know, like what we report on how our year went, the recommendations we received, then we stopped meeting for a while, then we start, you know, we explain our year to them. And then at that point, I believe we would turn to them and say, we've pretty much gone through the entire aging readiness plan. It's this old. We need you to give us guidance because we work at their pleasure.
Okay. So I think what our retreat will help us do is talk about what do we present, like what happens next? Because while
we don't have to. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think having them just, especially we're going to have one new counselor, turning to them and say, what do we do next? I think they're looking for us to help provide some input to that, and they can feedback as to, is that really where we'd like you to go? Do they really want us to instead turn around and say, all right, now that you've kind of worked through all the different areas of the plan, now it's time to update it.
I see your point, but usually that's the discussion is in arrears. The discussion is what we've done thus far. And then we can say to them, and then usually the retreat as we get to the spring or summer, correct me if I'm wrong, Jackie, is where we start planning about what we want to do. We're at an unusual point, but we don't have to have ready for them what we're going to do. We have to let them know where we've come and here we are at this weird time, and we don't expect we don't have the answers yet, and I'm sure they won't. The thing that we really need to do is to explain, you know, what our recommendations are from at least what we've, our discoveries and our recommendations from what the people that we heard from prior to COVID.
Now, keep in mind our normal retreats in June. And we wanted to create a work plan for 2021 because I don't think we should wait until June to figure out what we're going to do next year. And so what I think we could do is if they retreat next month, we talk about what we'd like to present to the council as far as what our work plan is for 2021 and get their feedback. It doesn't need to involve a summit. We just put that in there as one of the milestones.
Yeah, you know, if that's the way everyone wants to go, it might be great. As far as I've been here, we've never run on a calendar year type thing. It seemed like we had officers go and come in June, correct, Jackie? Kind of the beginning for us. It wasn't like January. So from a different point, which is fine.
Right. And I think the difference this year was that we weren't quite sure in our August retreat what 21 was going to be like. Because usually, you know, the last several years it's been the focus area they've chosen, and then we've moved forward with working out monthly what you're going to do each month for the following year. This has been a little bit more difficult, so that's when we had the committee come together and be like, okay, what's some options for the commission to consider? And that's number one, what should be... Sorry, I'm getting some feedback. Could people mute until for a little bit?
Yeah, there's a bunch of background noise, so thank you. I'd like to
that's what the discussion right at Chuck is like. This number one is what are you all going to concentrate on next year? So January, you have a mini retreat to kind of nail and finalize what that's going to be. February, you have your joint meeting with the council, where you'll share with them what you learned so far this year, which has been a unique and different year. And as of right now, I don't know if there's any specific recommendations you're gonna have. None have flashed out at Jenna and I yet that we could put in as a policy for the council. But we'll be getting into that when we get the draft for the end report. But it may just be more of a, this is what we learned. You know, this is what's happening with these organizations and the clientele that they serve, and this is what they shared with us. And we just want to share with you that information of all the great things that are happening, what people are struggling with, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a little bit of a different joint meeting than we typically have, where we're asking them to make changes, I think. So I think that might be the confusion. I think the virtual summit is an addition thing that was put on the table as a discussion item. Whether or not the commission wants to do that and what that is still up in the air. But I think what the most important thing for us to finalize in January is what comes in March and April and May and June and July and so on. I'm done.
So I guess I'd like to hear from the others. What are your thoughts?
So it sounds to me that one of the decisions we need to make then in January, or at least start talking about in January, is where we want to go based on where we've come from. Is that correct? I mean, we may not have everything down perfectly, but we have some brainstorming that we could even offer the council, county council, if we needed to. Second thing is, as a group, do we want to do this virtual summit or not? And I don't know, it is a lot of work. And I'd like to hear what other people have to say about it.
Thank you. Others?
So this is Tanya. I was a big fan of the summit, more just to get things kind of aligned. There's been so much robust information out of each one of these meetings that I've frankly been floored, and I'm so lots of learnings. Where I personally struggle is I don't know where the vision is. Like, I'm not sure where we're headed. And I assume the summit would help us kind of clarify that piece. That's one. The second is I am a very big fan of not asking what do you want us to do, but instead, this is our recommendation. That makes their life much easier, and it shows that we, at least the way that I like to work, it shows that we're thoughtful on making that, you know, that guiding in that way. There's lots of different ways, I think, to kind of angles to look at this. That was where my mind was. I also want to recognize the time that it takes to get that all prepared. So it's a balance. And can you accomplish both without having to put a ton of time in? Maybe there's a third path that we haven't explored yet. But that's where my mind was kind of.
Well, and it could be that if, because a summit, we try to bring in keynote speakers, perhaps we just make each of our meetings in March, April, May, mini summits, and each month has a keynote speaker. We tackle a certain COVID path to recovery topic. So instead of trying to make a big event, we just try to get a keynote speaker and a speaker so we can focus on that one topic. That might be a third option I could see.
Yeah, and I think little splash versus the big jump, right? I think that we're already doing it, so it's kind of like in our in a comfort space for us. The other is, what are we doing with the information then? I mean, so that's the other piece I'm trying to figure out. There's so much good information. I mean, I feel like my mind's being blown. But then what are we doing with it? I mean, are we writing letters of support? Are we connecting entities? Are we saying, to what end is really what I want to, like, get my teeth into?
Go ahead, Pam. Sorry.
I'm wondering if when we have these keynote speakers, if they won't trigger some of our thinking about things based on information we receive. So I would hope if we go that route that we have time allotted, like we usually do after listening to our guest speakers, to do some brainstorming to see if there's anything that came up that will help provide us some direction. If that makes sense.
Yeah, Linda?
Okay. I love the conversation. I think it sounds great. And Tanya, that usually this has always been kind of a sticky wicket. What we have great information, what do we do with it? What we do with it is our job is to give it to the council, explain it to them, offer any more guidance. But then at that point, we've never ever had any kind of relationship where we actually started something with that ourselves. I don't know if that makes, we don't do direct services. We do a lot of connecting and all of that, but we really don't have a great conduit for that. So you are so right on that, Tanya. And you know, as you say those things, Jackie, we have a couple of friends in the community who are absolutely fantastic speakers. One is from Portland, I think, the guy. And isn't one from a professor of gerontology or something at Vancouver? I think it would be awesome. And they're great friends, and they are all about aging. I'd love to hear what they have to say with what's going on now. I think it would be great to have our a 3-month virtual chat, but at our regular meeting, and have at least those two people come one at a time, one for one meeting, and really get in depth with them. Can you remind me of their names, Jackie?
Alan Delator, who the last I knew, he worked at CSU. He might be with the city of Portland now. And Corey Balkin with WSU Vancouver.
They're fantastic. And I'm thinking that maybe we need guidance from people that are really there out there doing and seeing it. And I think, and that's kind of what we've done at summits as well, is listen to them. They spark ideas. Let's just make it an ongoing and make it part of our program for next year.
So I'm looking at the time, and we need to move ahead. I'm going to suggest that this is one of the focus areas in our retreat next month, and we come up with a plan. I think we've got a lot of ideas, and I'd like to continue that discussion when we have time to do it, and don't have to jump to a public meeting on our calendar. So let's do that. And I think we'll continue to have this discussion at our January retreat. So thank you very much.
Chuck, yep. May I offer, would it be okay if Jenna and I put something together on paper that kind of maybe gives some ideas on what this might could look like for the year, to at least give something to people for to react to for January?
I think that'd be a great idea, because I think we can react and respond more than try to come up with a list ourselves.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right. Why don't you pull the agenda up and figure out where we are.
Let me just add something, Chuck.
Jackie,
if you can make those as options, and then underneath those options, put the advantages and disadvantages of each. As you see those, and I think those that just came up as we were talking, I think that'd be very helpful, because that narrows us down and gives us a good focus point. Thanks.
And that way, make it a homework assignment, yep, as well. Okay, I need to move us ahead to announcements and updates, because we're running out of time. So, Jackie, do you have any updates?
Yes. So the housing option study that I briefed you all on last month, the county is doing a look at what housing types are available and built within the urban area of the unincorporated part of the county. So this is Vancouver, that's not part of the city of Vancouver. So Hazeldale, Phillida, Salmon Creek, that urban area. So we are putting together a advisory group to help with coming up with recommendations that could make policy changes or zoning or development code changes. And we did receive an application from Nancy. She kind of had hit multiple criteria that we were looking for, because we're looking for various broad variety of backgrounds and expertise in housing. We wanted someone that could speak to aging in place, someone that's doing innovative development, and Nancy is doing both of those. She's been selected to sit on the group as one of our innovative builders, as building ADUs specifically for aging in place. But we have a bunch of other people that I'll share with you guys soon. And I think it's going to be an interesting project, and we'll, of course, keep you all in the loop as we move along. So that's the housing option study. So feel free to reach out to me by email if you have any other questions on that. The transportation system plan update, I checked in with Gary, who one of the staff members that will be working on that project or is. They are still moving. They had a work session with council recently. They'll be working on the public. They're doing more of the work will start in 21, which includes the public engagement part of it. So you'll be hearing from transportation staff and getting the commission involved in that project in 21. So we'll work with them to coordinate that.
All right. Any questions? I'm seeing no hands. All right. Anything else for the good of the order before we adjourn and take a quick break? All right.
Well, I'm so sorry. I just got an alert. I might have to jump off in the middle of our meeting. Is that going to be a problem? Are we going to have an issue with a quorum if I do that? We're only missing Nancy, correct?
Yeah, we still have a quorum.
Okay. Okay, I'll do my best to manage it and then get back in here, but I'm just getting a quick heads up. Sorry about that.
All right, thank you. All right, why don't we make sure you're muted, and maybe you want to stop your video as well, so we don't have any inadvertent National Enquirer opportunities. So we will see everybody at 4:28.
Jackie, I'm going to call Lisa. I don't know if you just saw, she's having trouble joining.
Oh, okay. No, I did not see. Thank you.
Okay. Were you going to say something else?
I was just going to run out for a second. So I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Okay.